You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show, and I came across like some news yesterday that was like super sad. It's the amount of kids that are dying in hot cars this year is like through the roof. It's more than we've had in a lot of years. You're like, why in the world is this going on?
Because you would think it's easy, you know, with your kids in the back seat, you would remember. But then again, I'm not a parent.
Right. But the problem, I think the problem is our world has become so distracted that we have 47 things that we're going and we think we're doing all the right things, you know, by being so busy and doing so many things, and we forget, you know, like it's mind boggling, you know, because like when I had my daughter, when she was little, my wife and I always would make eye contact and go, I have Haley. You know, do you have Haley? Do you have Haley? And we would make sure. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, I think people just get distracted and they look away. And that one moment can be tragic, you know, for a family. It's weird because it's weird to introduce comedy into this. But Nate Bargatze is a comedian that I just love. And he had done this bit that I found funny. And it kind of addresses this from a position of personal responsibility rather than technology.
I had a guy try to convince me that it was for when people leave their babies in the car. Like, I was like, are you out of your mind, dude? Like, that's no way. Like, I've heard a few stories where that's happened, not millions, that they need to invent something for that. Like, how often does he think, like, people are just walking away from their car, like, pretty regularly, and being like, you know what, I cannot, for the life of me, remember if I brought my baby with me today. And how far would you park to be like, I do not want to walk back and check.
I mean, it's crazy to think that way, but I mean, that's the point, is that we're like relying on technology to raise our kids and do everything for us versus just taking that five extra seconds to stop being distracted for a minute, you know? And there was a person that works in the auto industry, and they're like, it's unfathomable that our families continue to have to bury their children, and something needs to be done about this. Like, my wife's new car has a thing that flashes up on the screen, check the back seat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we don't have anything in the back seat, like, except Cheetos, you know? So I check in the back seat for those often. But so, yeah, it's like, check the back seat. And there is, like, detection, kind of like what Bergazzi was talking about, an alert technology. And they say it costs less than $50 to put onto cars. And they're saying that that should be something that automakers should begin installing this technology immediately, and that $50 isn't a big price to pay when the average car is $48,000 now. Oof. If it helps with this.
Well, know? And also if it saves your child's life, $50 is nothing.
I guess too, yeah, because it's really easy to go off on a soapbox and be like, just don't be distracted. But the reality is, sadly, we are, and we're probably only going to continue to get worse. Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show, and we have this thing called the Prayer Wall at wayfm.com, and that is where you can actually post prayer requests of things you got going on in your life, concerns that you have, and people will pray for you. And I love that when people pray for you, they click a box that says, I just prayed for this, and you get a notification. And that's the beauty of the prayer wall, because boy, people's stories are kind of heavy a lot of times on there, and maybe it's because they can't share it with anyone else in their life, or they just want to rally a bunch of people around it. We even have Pastor Chad. It's part of his job and his prayer and care team to spend time on the prayer wall and praying for people. And like Sherry says, please pray I don't have cancer. There you go. That's a heavy one.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't even imagine. I mean, you want everyone on your side or anyone that even cares to hit up a prayer for you.
Yeah, and that's one that doesn't need a lot of elaboration.
No.
And you're like, got it. I understand exactly where you're at. And the fear of that, you know, she's like, I'm very worried, obviously, definitely. You know, and it's crazy, too, because we worry about so many things that are beyond our control, and that's where our faith comes in, that there can be peace in the middle of the things that we don't understand. You know, Delana said, my son's an alcoholic. He's been to rehab twice in the past 3 years, only stayed a month. He's supposed to be going back to rehab after 2 DUIs, so it's court ordered. Yeah, so he's got a lot going on. And as a mom, you worry about your kid, but then you worry, like, you could kill somebody, you know, and then affect somebody else's life. You have to get this worked out. So she, you know, she's at her wit's end, but at least there's a place she can actually, you know, post some of what she's feeling and get comforted while there's the things that she can't control. And the other cool thing about prayer requests on the prayer wall is you can actually post prayer requests that have been answered too. And I think that's super encouraging as well. So if you want to be part of it, it's really easy.
Yeah, just text the word pray to 91979. That's pray to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you know, life can be a little bit heavy, the regular news can be a little bit heavy, so we like to do a thing called Good News Giddy Up. It's a couple rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the world in which we live. Like this one here, there was a delivery guy who spent 6 hours hiking up Mount Fuji, okay? Now you're like, why would a delivery guy hike up Mount Fuji? Well, some tourists ordered food, and he had to hike up to bring it to
him. That seems wrong on the tourist's end of things.
Exactly. Like, man, I could really use a bag of munchos. Let's just DoorDash it.
That's insane that it was even an option.
Can you imagine somebody on the top of, like, Mount Everest being like, I could use a pizza. That was a long walk.
They tipped him well.
I hope they did, absolutely. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
I love stories of, like, random world records being broken. There was a guy named Dwayne. He broke the world record for hollowing out a giant pumpkin that he grew, using it as a boat, and paddling it 41 miles down the Missouri River, beating the previous record. There was a previous record.
That's what's amazing.
Of 25 miles.
That's amazing. There's a previous record for this, because how does that even happen? It's like, well, but, like, first of all, world record for making a giant pumpkin, then scooping it out. Then what do you do with it? I don't know, make a boat out of it? Like, they're just making up things and adding stuff to it to make world records, but good on them. Lady Rock, what you got? Good news, giddy up, go.
Well, you always hear about the trouble that teachers go through, but this time it's a good one. So a bunch of students surprised their math teacher by giving him a new car because he had been riding a scooter 6 miles to work every day. Crazy. But they spent all summer fundraising. They got up to $30,000.
Wow.
So they were able to buy him a car, cover a year of insurance and gas.
What? That's crazy.
I know.
It's
so
amazing.
Awesome.
What, you know, because kids get a bad rap, like bullying and things like that. But it's amazing when you get them focused in the right direction, what they can accomplish. And when, especially when it's something like so generous like that, that's awesome. That does make me like feel better about the future a little bit, that not everyone's going to be an Instagram influencer, you know. So this is good, and that's good news.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's The Wally Show.
For years, TV personality Kathy Lee Gifford was kind of the punchline for shock jock Howard Stern. And the crazy thing is, it was really one-sided. The two had never met, and, you know, she had never even talked about him. So flash forward to 30 years later, she and Howard are in the same building, and both of their teams are jockeying to keep them apart, you know, because they don't want anybody's you know, an altercation or feelings to get hurt.
A rumble.
Right. And while they're each going to do their different shows and stuff. And so she said she saw him there and she could feel like God was telling her to go talk to him. And that's what she did. She kind of cut through everybody and was like, Howard, Howard. Wow. She said, hey, I'm Kathy Lee. And I think it's about time that we said hello. I just wanted to wish you the best on your new show. And that's it. Just take care. Have a good day. And then she walks away.
Wow.
And so she said, though, you know, like she went back upstairs to her green room. I didn't think anything of it, she said. But then Stern must have thought something of it, though. After she was flying home to be with her family for her son's graduation, she got a voicemail from Stern who had called her while she was on her flight, kind of gobsmacked by her kindness. And Stern actually asked for her forgiveness. Like, what? I know Betty Rock's face, like, what?
Holy cow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And she says when Stern, he left a voicemail. Then he called her again while she was eating dinner. And this time she picked up and he said that he was sorry and he wanted her forgiveness. And she said, Howard, I'm happy for you. Anytime you start asking people to forgive you, it's the beginning of happiness in your life. And she said, you're not a happy man. You never have been. With so many of the hurtful things you say, I think they come from your background. You've been so hurt. I've always understood that. Of course, I forgive you.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then, but then she goes on, she goes, but you got to know, I forgave you 30 years ago when you first started talking about me. I forgave you then, and I've been praying for you ever since.
Holy cow. Yeah. I mean, we could all, get a lesson from that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, forgiveness is powerful though. Forgiveness is more important than impactful than hate. You know, you look at Monsters, Inc. This is the Monsters, Inc. principle. Laughter is more powerful than scare. And it's the same thing with forgiveness. Forgiveness is more powerful than hate. You think hate is like this big thing and it's like, but forgiveness can totally wipe that away. And when you offer it to somebody, it doesn't always, you know, because sometimes people are beyond that point. But boy, sometimes it can heal a whole lot of wrongs. And it takes that person stepping up and saying, all right, I'm going to be the person. I'm going to lead with my faith and I'm going to forgive you. Even though theoretically I don't have to, you know, by the world standards, I'm going to do this. And it obviously worked for both of them in this scenario.
It made a huge impact.
Absolutely.
More than hate could have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because if she had just returned his vitriol with hate, the two would have just been battling out this whole time, and there would never have been this moment where he realized, yeah, you know what? I made her a target for no reason, you know, and it changed him a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're doing a little one-word weekend where you give us one word, and we'll try to guess kind of like what happened in your weekend. Here's an example. Betty Rock, one-word weekend, go.
Facade.
Facade, that's a good word. I'm going to say that you catfished somebody with a false facade on the internet. Yes. Oh, I hope I'm right. Did you catfish somebody?
No.
Nuts. Were you catfished?
No.
Nuts, even nutser.
I'll say that you went to a restaurant, ordered a burger, and it was a quote-unquote burger, but what you actually got was a facade burger, one of those
meatless
silly veggie burgers.
I've done that before.
I've seen her order it on purpose.
Oh, you psychopath.
That is not it.
Okay.
No, okay, facade.
So a friend of mine, she texted me and said, hey, come over. We're just hanging out. So I come over.
Oh, you did not. You did not.
Turns out she needed help because her backyard had just been revamped.
Oh,
and
no.
So she wanted to hang up lights.
No.
Wanted to pot some plants.
No.
And so I was just one of many.
Oh,
that's
the worst.
But I had so much fun.
Sure you did.
I love hanging out with them.
Yeah, they're the best.
I just didn't expect the physical labor.
Yeah. You know what? You're lucky, though. I thought you were going to say you showed up and then they're like, have you ever tried Arbonne? You know, and or Pampered Chef and you got worked into a party.
No.
Okay. Well, at least it was a little bit more fun than that. All right. So there you go. That's Betty Rock's facade. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. You give us your one word in a weekend and we'll try to guess what happened. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Forgetful.
Forgetful. Okay, I'm going to say that you were doing a last-minute little trip with the family, and you guys left, and you were headed out. You're about 45 minutes away, and you looked in the back seat and realized you forgot one of the kids.
Nope, not that.
Okay, well, that's good anyway.
I think that you were out running errands, and your car started to act funny, and you're like, what's going on? All the lights start flashing. Then you realized you had been forgetful about getting an oil change recently.
I did that in high school, but not this weekend.
All right, Maggie. Well, what is forgetful for your weekend?
It was my son's birthday party, and we had ice cream cake, and I forgot spoons and forks.
Oh. So what did you do?
All the kids ate it with their hands, and we rolled with it.
Okay, see, that's great if you're a kid, but if you're an adult at a party, you're like, really? Am I? This is what we're doing? The kids are like, yeah, give it to me.
Oh, yeah. Type B mom all the way.
That's awesome. That's a great one, Maggie. Thanks for being on with us today.
All right, you have a wonderful morning.
What do you got?
My one-word weekend is squishy.
Oh, boy, I hope that you sound happy. It can't be this, that your husband was like, hey, you're squishy.
Oh, yeah, you can't say that.
Okay, good. No, I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that was not it, okay? Betty?
I'm going to say that you went on a kayak or canoe trip with some friends or family, and you thought it was going to be just a casual, you know, ride. Turns out you hit some water rapids, white water rapids, and fell out, and then you know how your clothes and your shoes get squishy?
Okay. I was wondering when you were going to get to the squishy
that's
part.
That's where it came.
Nailed it. Is that right,
right
there, Sarah?
So, partially right. It does have to do with spending time with friends.
Okay.
But it wasn't in a canoe or a kayak or on the water.
Then how'd you get squishy? Sweat?
My friends and I went to a grape stomping festival at a local winery, and I actually stomped grapes.
Nice. Oh. Okay. I've always wanted to do that since I saw that episode of I Love Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did the Lucy lookalike contest that day and everything. We had the best time.
Sarah, did they ask you to wash your feet before you proceed into the grapes, or do they just let anything go?
They just let anything go, so my guess is that was not actually going to be part of their
processing. Yeah, I hope not. That's really gross.
Ugh.
Have you ever heard the grape stomp lady? Do you remember that audio? Yeah, we have to find that.
Yeah.
We have to find that. She was a news reporter doing a story on grape stomping, and then she fell, and she hurt herself, but the sound she made, like, made the internet rounds for a while.
It sounds like a seal.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Gavin found it. Okay, a little bit dramatic, maybe, but it sounds like it hurt. At least your weekend didn't end like that, Sarah.
Mine did not end like that. We laughed a lot, but no, nothing like that sound came out.
Monday school is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
I don't know about you, but last week I had way more stress in my life than peace. And so we've been looking at the fruits of the Spirit at church. And this week we looked at peace. So I was like, yay. You know, our lives are hectic and chaotic. So how can we have peace? And he made the point that peace is not the absence of problems. You know, because sometimes we think, oh, you become a Christian and everything gets easy all of a sudden. Au contraire, mon frère. Gets harder a lot of times. But Jesus was a straight shooter. In the Bible, he says, I've told you these things so that it may give you peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome this world. See, Jesus never promises to change our circumstances, but he does promise to give us peace in the middle of it. Like, there's this story in the Bible. Tell me if you're familiar, Rock. Jesus is in a boat and a storm comes up and the disciples all run over to him.
Why are you looking at me with that?
I'm just checking to make
sure. You assume that I didn't know that well-known story?
Making sure you're spending time in the Word, that's all. They start begging him and freaking out, yelling him to wake up and save them. And Jesus does. He gets up and says, be still, storm subsides. But then he looks at the disciples and he's like, what's wrong with you? Like, do you not have faith? Because they've walked with him this whole time. Like, I have this theory, too. Like, if you're on a ship with Jesus, you're like, there's no way this ship is going down. Like, there's no way this could happen. Like, so it's why, like, if I'm ever on a flight with someone better than me, like Toby or somebody like that, or I'm like, oh, good, this flight's safe.
God will protect them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just benefit from that.
Exactly. I get to piggyback on this safety. It's great. And so, you know, he says, don't you have any faith? And but here's the thing. Jesus was there, and they walked with him, and they still couldn't see past their storm that was right in front of him. And we're no different. We take our eyes off Jesus all the time, and we get swallowed by the storm. But we don't have to. Just like the disciples, we need to run to Jesus and trust him and take him at his word that he's overcome this world. He's overcome the storms of this life. But how do we get there? And this, I think, was a really interesting point. Our pastor was talking about to have the peace of God, we have to be at peace with God, meaning you've got to spend that time in that relationship with him, knowing who he is, so that when the storms arise, you know his character and you know that he's there to protect you. And it's kind of like if you don't have money, you can't give somebody money. If you don't have love, you can't give somebody love. If you don't have his peace, you're not going to experience peace. You can't give that to anybody.
True.
So we're called to live at peace with people, and it's hard because they are skilled at working our last nerve. But Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, and if we can tap into that, we learn to fix our eyes on Jesus, and we get in the habit of doing this in the times when life isn't imploding. It will definitely help us better weather the storms. And that's your Monday School for today. Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
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 And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but just I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh, yeah. And so, I just gave away my child. Yeah. My bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They're faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
Wonder if Wally will have an opinion on this.
Wally, I respect you, but word to the wise, never trust a short man named Wally.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Right now in this room, we have three separate generations. We've got you, Wally, as the...
Gen X.
I always want to say baby boomer.
Nope.
But that's
not true. You guys make me out to be older than I am, but I am Gen X 100%.
No, you do that all by yourself.
Yes. And then we got Betty, who's the millennial through and through. And then I round us out as the baby, the Gen Z-er.
Yep.
And I think that all of our generations approach certain things very differently. And I think that's more true than anything for work, in the sense that I think a lot of my generation gets a bad rap for not wanting to work.
Yeah, I like to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your generation does not.
No, and I think that I think I'm outside of that. I love working. I love this job. I think a lot of peers younger than me, I do get that sense from them.
Yeah, why do I have to work? Why don't someone just give me stuff? Like, I mean, I went to school.
There's a little bit of entitlement. Betty's over here just tired.
Go ahead.
Well, apparently, and this will make you even more crotchety towards these people, apparently 1 in 4 Gen Zers, my generation, say that as a career, they plan, not want, they plan on becoming social media influencers.
No.
And if you don't know what an influencer is, it's somebody who just hops on a social media platform like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Oh,
I would like to point something out.
Yes.
You sit there and you go, about this Gen Z-er thing. You are the biggest fan and support those people.
Just one of them. For whatever reason, I do like Fly With Kay.
You do. You even bought some of her merch.
No, someone gave it to me.
On top of that,
it was a gift.
You also sit there on TikTok and Instagram, and I can hear it on your phone. They're just trying to get likes followers, and you sit there and you just watch it.
Here's
you
the deal.
You are the problem.
No, let me just tell you this.
You, sir, are the problem.
I think that social influencers, like for the most part, are just ridiculous lunacy.
That to Flying with Kay.
I know. Well, she's amazing. She's the exception.
See?
But for the most part, like it's crazy. It's bandwagoning, and they find something that works for a little bit. Like the people that can turn it into a long-standing career,
yeah,
that's a different ball game. That's hard. And because what happens is you become this influencer. Then to make the money to stay where you're at, all of a sudden, everything, all your content that you're creating becomes ads, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and so then it's like you stop doing what got you there just to stay there making money. And so here's the thing. It's
tell
like
us what the thing is.
I look at the influencer thing like a professional athlete, okay? There are how many people that make it into professional sports? It's 1%, you know, kind
of
thing.
And they are like the best of the best.
Exactly.
Too. And I think when it comes to social media, like, I think I'm terrible at social media. I would never be a good influencer because I don't post a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I don't try to create unique stuff for my own personal account.
But here's the thing about it. Like, everybody has an option to. I can't go play college basketball. I couldn't. I've never had the ability to. So at least in the social media world, everyone has a fair, even slot at making something of their lives. And so the ones that actually can do it and provide something that has merit or that people want to consume, good on you, you know? But I do think in that world, just like with a college athlete, you want to have them have a backup plan too, because the odds are stacked against them of actually making a long-standing, sustainable living. They just, like, kids just see the little bit of it and goofing around, and oh, I don't have to work. To actually make a career of it, you have to work harder at it than they think. So there you go. I know it sounds like an old man minute.
I'm just letting it go.
But it's true. It's true. Every word I just said is truth. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And part of our faith is sharing that faith with other people. And I got this email. It says, hey, Wally, I have a parkour instructor who I've decided to make my evangelism project tell me today that he was agnostic. My mind immediately went to you and your friend, Greg, who we call Agnostic Greg. I was wondering if you could give me any advice about talking to him. Yeah, like my buddy, he's like my best friend, but we are on completely different pages when it comes to faith. But it doesn't mean that we don't hang out all the time. And we still have faith conversations when they fit, you know, kind of thing.
And sometimes I think that can be the best way to witness to someone is through your actions instead of just words and yelling at them.
Well, because the thing is, a lot of times we think, oh, we've got to save this person and we've got to always be telling them or else we've messed up. God's usually working on somebody and we're not the only one he's using to get to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes something else somebody else is doing kind of dovetails with what we've been telling them and then it clicks, you know, and stuff. So I've learned to not put all the pressure on me, you know, because it's not. God works in ways that we don't understand. Mm-hmm. And the thing is about it too is I think a lot of times people think Christians are out evangelizing and we get like gold stars for everybody that we save, you know, and it reminded me of that, like that Teddy Roosevelt quote, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm. Like, it's not about saving somebody so that we, you know, build the faith and make the church bigger. It's about caring about that person enough to share with them your faith and stuff. So I kind of was like working through this myself as I was responding to him, and that's part of what I told him. And I think it's easy, you know, to think we have to proselytize, but I think sometimes asking questions is a better way to share your faith. Instead of just telling, ask, what do you believe? What do you think about this? And that way you learn about them, you learn where their headspace is, and then you can kind of interject your own thoughts inside of it. But I think questions is a great way to share your faith, actually. So that's what I'd love to talk with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a way that maybe you share your faith in a non-pushy way? Because that's the worst thing you can do a lot of times is, you know, you get really, you might be really passionate and your heart's in the complete right place, but it lands with somebody completely differently, you know? And so how do you do that without being off-putting while you're sharing your faith?
Because that's very important.
Yeah, and it's easy to get it out of balance, too. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Maybe share your story of how you've done it, and it might help somebody like this guy that's like, I really care about this person. How do I do this? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is a way that you kind of have found to share your faith without being off-putting to somebody?
So I'm a business owner. I'm a caterer. And, you know, in the corporate setting, you're not really supposed to talk about God. So I have an inside joke at my business that when things happen that are unexplained or a miracle, in my sense, I say it was the CEO. God is my CEO. And so all my coworkers know that when I say it was the CEO, that I'm talking about God.
Oh, that's cool. And the fact that it's become synonymous for you guys, they know where you stand and you can do it that way. And it definitely doesn't come off like praise, praise, you know, like I get both worlds. I'm not in the praise, praise world, you know?
Yep. And so it's just so frequent how God moves in my business. I feel like I'm always saying, oh, it was the CEO.
Laura, has this ever encouraged some conversations with some of your employees or customers?
Oh, for sure. A lot of my employees have been like, oh, you know, talk to your CEO for me. And I'm like, well, listen, he's your CEO too. He's not just mine. God loves all of us. And, you know, he moves in all of our lives.
They're like, hey, talk to your CEO about giving me a raise. So how have you found?
I found like humor, like whenever I have to call in and pay a bill or something and they say, can I put you on a brief hold? I sit there and say, well, I'm waiting for the second coming of Jesus, so I'm sure this will take no time.
No.
And it usually breaks the ice, and then it kind of like opens up to like talking about Jesus.
Oh, absolutely. I get how humor is used all the time. And that's what we try to do on the show, is actually use a lot of humor to impart kind of spiritual wisdom or things here and there. So that's a good one, Francesca. Thank you. All right, Rebecca, you're up. So how have you found as a way of sharing your faith without kind of being pushy with people?
Well, for a number of years, I've been a chaplain with law enforcement, first responder, military, government officials. And I've learned that instead of saying, can I pray for you? Because sometimes when you say, can I pray for you? People become very defensive. But I say, may I offer a word of blessing over you? And they become so receptive to a blessing instead of being like, hey, I want to pray for you. Like, then they think, well, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, there's two different connotations there. Blessing is like something good for them. And like, can I pray for you? Feels like there's a problem or that maybe you're better than them in some weird, distorted way.
Yes, 100%. And I believe what the word says, that a man or woman can't be saved if the Spirit doesn't draw him.
Oh, definitely. Because I think God uses us, but he also uses a lot of other people or things to get to that person. Well, Rebecca, I really appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for what you do. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's the happiest person of the day. You win.
Woohoo!
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I have gotten in the habit now of taking like Advil or something before I go to bed at night after a hard day. And I wake up, I feel a little bit better. But boy, howdy, I don't recover like I used to from a good hard day's work.
Mm-hmm.
My body kind of hates me.
Find yourself more on the couch afterwards. And every time you get up, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not the couch creaking. It's like my bones, my old bones. Like, I did so much stuff this past weekend. Oh, my goodness. Like, I was changing lawnmower stuff. I built stairs and, like, cut everything, all the stringers from scratch, built everything, and was, like, lifting all these heavy things, and I did it all by myself. But at the end of the day, oh, my goodness, my body hurts so much. Like, it's sad, actually.
I feel like in the time that I've known you, I've heard you complain more about your body hurting.
Well, my spirit's willing. Like, I'm still young in my mind, but my body just kind of gives out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I had written this song, and I was reminded of it today, called Old Body to a Casting Crown Song, because it's kind of what I experience every day.
For anyone who knows me, it's not really a mystery. I've got a midlife crisis going on, and I don't act my age. I bought a new mountain bike, broke a rib on my first ride, and then I pulled a muscle on a sneeze. Gotta tell you, that just ain't right, 'cause I've got an old body.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Recently, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot, and because they are A-list celebrities, they made it well known to all of their guests and family to not post any photo or video that they took at the event. Because, as you can imagine, most of Jennifer and Ben's lives are public, and they just want to keep one thing between them and the ones they love private.
And you would think the people that they invite to this wedding understand that because they know the pressures of it and stuff and would respect that for sure.
Well, someone ignored the bride's wishes, sold to the tabloids a video they took on their phone of Jennifer singing a song to Ben during the wedding reception. And as you can understand, Jennifer, once she found out, she was super disappointed. But she later tweeted, "Whoever did it took advantage of our private moment."
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. You think you know who's at your party and you think your friends are your friends and then somebody does that. If I was her, I would feel a little bit betrayed. If it was a caterer or something, you're like, all right, that happens. But if it was somebody that you invited and they did that, I guess I would ask a question first. Did you just, you know, not think and you just thought this was a cool moment that it was worth sharing? But if you're getting money for it, no way. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, you're saying, like, it's still not worth... I thought you were saying it's not worth it if you get money. Like, it's worth selling it?
No, it's not. Like, okay. I'm saying, like, I was thinking that, you know, it's like, sometimes somebody will post things because you're like, oh, this is really cute. They'll like this. You know, and... But if you sold it, then you know what you're doing, and that's horrible. Mm-hmm. You know,
for sure.
That's really bad.
Yeah, but what can you do? Now it's already all over the tabloids, so nothing you can do.
Yeah, was it embarrassing? I haven't
heard it. No, it wasn't embarrassing. Okay. It's just that it was a private situation, sure. And she wanted to post what she wanted when she wanted.
Because I could see if it was like Mariah Carey, like when the Christmas Mariah Carey, maybe all I want for Christmas is you. Like,
it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, if it sounded like that, I could definitely see being really upset that that got out. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And if you've gotten in your car and you just hear bing, 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 and it just won't stop, bing, until you put your seatbelt on.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm the guy that Bing was invented for.
Yeah, and I don't understand how you can just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the car with you before, and it'll go for a while, and somehow you're able to tune that out.
It eventually stops. I'm kind of like a pilot when everything's going wrong, and it's like, wah, 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 wah. They can just tune it out and focus. And I'll get like halfway to work sometimes and go, oh, yeah, that Bing was the seatbelt. I should probably pop that on real quick. Because my wife, my daughter, the first thing when we get in the car, they go, put your seatbelt on. And I'm just notoriously bad about it. I don't even know why. It's not like I have a problem with it philosophically. I'm just thinking of other things, I guess. And so that reminder is like a good thing for me. So that seatbelt dinger was made for me. Absolutely.
Seatbelt dinger.
Yeah, that's a seatbelt dinger. That's what I'm the person that was invented for. So I'm curious for you, what is that thing that you're the person that blank was invented for? Okay, like maybe a curling iron pad because you always burn the counter there, you know.
Or they make these gloves that are supposed to cover your fingers. That's so a great idea. Burn them.
Yeah,
those I could are see made that. For me
with your hair for mm-hmm. sure. I could see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Betty Rock burns herself, and I'm refusing to wear a seatbelt apparently. So what is that thing for you? I'm the person that blank was invented for. Soon I'll be the person that hair in the can was invented for. I know that got sad real quick, didn't it? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Just fill in that blank with us. What is it that you are the person that blank was invented for, Cosette?
I'm the person that incredibly elaborate instructions for IKEA furniture are made for because I need every single detail, every nut, every bolt. I don't understand any of it, and I need it to be as simple as possible.
It's so funny because I hate the instructions. I just want to dump everything out on the floor and wing it because I hate to read so much. I like pictures. There's so many pictures.
And that's how you end up with an extra screw, and you're like, well, we'll figure it out.
You know what? I'll save it for the next project.
Exactly.
So, Sandy, what is that thing that you're the person that blank was invented for?
I am absolutely not patronizing my favorite radio station when I tell you Way FM was created for me. Because every time I get in the car and go, right now I'm between shifts, every single song I listen to on Way FM speaks to me. And you know what my favorite is? Help Is On The Way by Toby Mac. Oh, yes, Lord.
That's a good one. That is a good one. It is pretty crazy how each of these songs can feel like super personal to you and that you needed it in that minute. And I think that's the God part of this equation.
Yes, sir. And when you talk about the seatbelt, my seatbelt is Way of Them.
Betty, you also posted this on our Facebook page, too. Are other people weighing in?
Yeah, Amanda said, I'm the person the gaslight was made for because I'm always running on fumes
yes.
when I pull up.
Yes, because I hate going to the gas station. I don't even know why, but I want to make that process, I want to push it off as far as possible.
I don't know anyone that really loves it.
My wife's car has a thing now that tells you how many miles till empty, and I love that.
Yeah,
like,
because
I'm like, oh, that's still a mile and a half. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Deborah, she also said, I was the person the smoke alarm was made for. It always let the kids know when dinner was done.
There you go. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And a lot of times, last week we were in support drive and you listen and then it just kind of stops and then we start doing the normal show back again on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. And so it's like, hey, I just wanted to give you an update as to where we ended up, because you don't get to listen for the whole thing, but there's so many people that were ridiculously generous to keep Your Way FM on the air. And we didn't quite get to 100%, but man, from where we came in on Friday, on Go Big Friday, to trying to get to where we got to like 96% of the goal, which... unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Because we were at 59% when we came in that morning. Like, that is God-sized miracle support drive stuff there, man. That's insane.
I forgot that we actually did come in at that point. That's a ton of moving the number. That's
it
awesome.
Hasn't moved. I don't think we've ever seen a last day do that. And that's only because people like you that listen say, hey, I value this and I'd like to support it and keep it on the air. It's good for me and my family. And yeah, I want to be part of it. And thank you so, so much. Now, again, we're still 4% short of where we need to be, but I think we could make that up afterwards, with people still going, oh, I was busy during the week and I didn't get to it. And, if there's still a need, I can help out. And it's real easy. You could call or go online still.
Yeah, when you go to wayfm.com, you can give easy online. We make it quick and easy for you. Wayfm.com. If you have the Wayfm app on your phone, you can give there as well.
Yeah, so we'd love to have you still be part of it. We'd love to get this last 4% made up. But boy, howdy, I got to tell you, it's so, so thankful for your generosity and your kindness and listening to Wayfm.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.